Well, as Australia wrestles with the question of how and when to return children to school, and a Prime Minister urging us all to push through, a pandemic postcard from America. In recent weeks, the paediatric hospitalisations in the United States have soared, with the Omicron surge being different from earlier variants. But children are being treated with more croup-like symptoms rather than pneumonia. In the main, they're less ill and more easily treated when in hospital and sent home earlier. But a leading American paediatrician and an infectious diseases specialist says many have been lulled into a false sense of security around the risks to children. And he's warning Australia that the resumption of schools will be a catalyst for more infections and even greater disruption. Dr. Mark Klein is a physician-in-chief and the chief medical officer at the Children's Hospital in New Orleans.
It feels like a tale of two worlds almost, to be in healthcare where Omicron and COVID dominate everything we do from the moment we get here in the morning to the moment we leave. And then you drive home and you see people going into restaurants and thousands of people coming together for football games, and they act like there's no pandemic at all. It's crazy.
Could you paint me a picture of what's happening with children and COVID in the United States?
Here's the way I see this. First of all, I do think it's highly likely that a smaller proportion of children infected with Omicron will require hospital admission. I think we're seeing that. Most of the children who are ill with Omicron do not require hospital admission, and they certainly don't end up in an intensive care unit. That much is true. I'm not as confident that those children who are ill enough to end up in the hospital won't ultimately, in some cases, suffer some pretty serious consequences. That part remains to be seen because we're still kind of early on in this surge.
Are you referring to long COVID?
I'm really referring to the recognized complications of acute COVID as well as long COVID and MIS-C, the multi-system inflammatory disorder, all of those things. We're just not far enough along to know how all of that will play out.
You have this current surge, but schools opened last week and this week, and I know that it varies from state to state.
Yeah.
And there is, of course, that lag between infections and then presentations in hospital should they come. But what are you anticipating the pattern will be, given the opening of schools?
Yeah, well, it was very unfortunate timing because schools will be catalytic, I think, in increasing rates of transmission. And we're seeing that already. You know, many schools across the country that opened for in-person learning already have closed or already have large numbers of children and teachers who are out in isolation or quarantine. So I had pleaded locally with our politicians to just delay the opening of school by 2 or 3 weeks. If this thing has come on so quickly, and if it dissipates as quickly as it came on, I thought just really delaying the reopening of schools by 2 or 3 weeks might be a good way to blunt what we were likely to see, but no one was willing to buy into that.
The description mild or milder compared to earlier variants is often used as a point to diminish the alarm around COVID. When you're seeing the presentations of children and you see that it's mild or milder or less severe, do you think that's given a kind of false hope or a false impression of how serious Omicron is?
Yes, I do. You know, again, I do think it's a false sense of hope or security to label it as mild. We have here in the States more children in the hospital with COVID today than at any other point in the pandemic. So it may be a smaller proportion that require hospitalization than in earlier surges, but you can't say it's mild when it's put more children in the hospital than any other variant. And we're seeing children over the past week. New admissions to hospitals have been occurring at the rate of 824 children a day. So it's a lot of children hospitalized. And in the 0 to 4 age group in particular, we are approaching a rate of hospitalization that is almost double what it has been at any other point during the pandemic. it's almost become dogma that Omicron is mild, but it's not mild. It may be mild for many children, but it's not a benign infection for every child.
What would your warning and message to Australian officials and decision makers be ahead of the return and the reopening of schools for the academic year in just a couple of weeks?
You're in the same boat we are, I think. We may have rolled out vaccination for 5 to 11-year-olds a bit sooner, but only 16% of the 5 to 11-year-olds in the U.S. are fully vaxxed at this point. So we've had it's a pathetic number. In settings where you're seeing a lot of community transmission, the schools are just going to make matters worse. I assume philosophically in Australia as in the U.S., people are probably saying, you know, children need in-person learning. And I'm a pediatrician, and so I believe in-person learning has advantages over virtual, but that statement only holds if appropriate and effective mitigation measures are in place. Otherwise, schools are opening and closing, and kids are in and out. They're in quarantine, and then they're back in school. It makes no sense.
Dr. Mark Klein, Physician-in-Chief and Chief Medical Officer at the Children's Hospital New Orleans.